What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, and we're going to break down this Bulls and Sixers game. And one big takeaway is Furkan Korkmaz puts up another 30-point game. 17 points in the first quarter, a steal in the first quarter, a pump fake dribble hesitation just pop right in someone's mouth. Beautiful. I mean, keeping up right where he left off. I can't believe it. Another 30-point game? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. In the first quarter, there was a stat that popped up on the broadcast that said in his last 38 minutes of game time, he scored 48 points. That's elite scoring. I mean, sorry about that. That's elite scoring. It's unbelievable what this guy's able to accomplish right now. I can't believe it. Furkan Korkmaz is just a guy everybody roots for. I mean, right? I mean, everybody's got to root for him. Because what did he do last year? Nothing. What did he do the year before? Nothing. He didn't show us anything. We always knew he could hit a three, but he was never good, you know? He never really did anything at all. But he's put together some really good games this year. And if he can keep on just making his shots at such a high clip, not necessarily scoring 30, but if whenever he takes his shots, getting them at a high percentage, he's going to stay on the floor. And I think Furkan's feeling the pressure a little bit from Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson coming to the team. I mean, maybe not, but if he is, he's doing a great job of it. I mean, think about it. You get Alec Burks and you get Glenn Robinson coming into your team, and they're both three-point shooters. And Furkan Korkmaz is there, and he's not really a big defender, but he's improved his defense. Again, I said he had two steals. I think he took it upon himself. You know what? I'm keeping my minutes. These people aren't going to come in here, and they're going to take my minutes away, and they're going to go down and just, you know, throw me out. He wants to be here to stay, and he's doing that. If he continues to do this, he ain't going anywhere. And I love it. I love the fierce competitiveness from Furkan. Just not afraid, man. He's confident. He's confident to just let the ball fly. That's what you love to see. So we're going to break down this game by quarter. Just some things I wrote down here, a couple things in my notes that I have just to talk about. And then we'll get on into this. So the first quarter, Furkan Korkmaz, obviously, 17 points is a big focal point of the whole quarter. That really is the whole focal point of the quarter. Joel Embiid got going a little bit. They scored 38 points in that first quarter, which is very nice to see them score. Ben Simmons dishing out. He had, what, 6 assists in the first or something? In the first half? Whatever it was. But Ben Simmons looked really good. He took a jumper. He didn't make it, but he took a jumper today, actually. He took a little fadeaway jumper. I don't know why he doesn't just spot up and shoot. Just drive up, dribble up, pop. Instead of a fake turnaround J that's never going to go in from... He shot this basically from the baseline, almost at the three-point line. But hit rim, so you can't say anything about it. But Ben did take a jumper, so that's good to see. Second quarter, Ben Simmons being very aggressive on the glass. He had like 2 or 3 offensive rebounds in that second quarter. Lots of hustle plays he made. I mean, balls were flown out of bounds. He would take it, chuck it back inside, throw a dot to a corner to Matisse Thybulle. There was one play specifically where the ball was basically almost in the first row. And he just sidearmed it all the way to Matisse Thybulle along the baseline. And Matisse hit that for 3. He got called for a couple charges in this game. But all in all, they were ticky-tacky plays. Ben Simmons was very aggressive when ball was in hand most of the game, especially in the second quarter. Joel Embiid got going a little bit here and there. He started hitting shots. He took Luke Kornet, who I don't know how, but he had a 25-point performance, Luke Kornet, and it was shocking. Of course, career high. Always the Sixers to do things to that. There's always a random player you never heard of before that gets 25, 30 points a game. But Joel Embiid bodied him all night long. Luke Kornet could not cover him. He ended up fouling out of the ball game later in the fourth quarter. But after a fast start to the second, the defense was good. It was good. It was aggressive. It was swarming. Their offense just stopped. It was so sluggish. I mean, there was nothing, no movement, nothing was going on. They only scored 22 points in the second quarter. The Bulls came out and ended up with 55. They were up by five at the end of the second quarter. And, I mean, they'll flow in the offense, forcing balls and lots of turnover, bad passes especially. A couple of bad passes from not only Ben, but from Ben Furkan, of course, a couple of passes. And I think he finished with three or four turnovers in this game. Joel Embiid getting double teamed a couple of times, would try to, you know, flail a ball up and the ball gets stripped from him or something like that. But a couple turnovers that they need to clean up, and that's always a common theme with this team. But again, they've done a very good job of limiting those this season, so we can't hate on them. But that's definitely something to pull up, especially against the Bulls, who are not known for their defense at all. I mean, at all. They're not known for their defense at all. We'll go to the third quarter here. After, again, they were up by five at the end of the second, end of the first half. Furkan had a steal towards the middle of this third quarter. And that was where he jumped the passing lane, took a steal, shot it from 35 feet, made a three. Crowd goes crazy. I mean, the whole place goes nuts. I mean, oh my god, it's insane what they do. Like, this team loves Furkan Korkmaz, which, I mean, we all do, right? At this point, we all should love Furkan Korkmaz. If you don't, then see you later. Furkan, oh my god, gets the team going. He made this three and the bench went nuts. I mean, the bench went crazy. They couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. It was insane. It was insane. You got people jumping around. You got Joel Embiid just throwing his arms up. You got Mike Scott flailing around. You got Josh Richards running around. It's awesome. Ben and Joel had a little two-man game going on towards the middle third of the third quarter again. And just, you know, back and forth. Pass back and forth, screen for each other. They worked out a couple times. They got, I think, best 6 points off of that between the two of them. Which, it's nice to see them get a pick-and-roll game going. Because we all know the people that are out there saying Ben Joel should never, ever work on a basketball court together. And I don't believe that at all. I think they can. You just got to run a different offense if you're going to do this. You can't just force the ball to Joel Embiid every single play. You got to run a play for Joel Embiid and get him isolated. And then you can do stuff around him and Ben and get Ben screened off and pass back and maybe do something inside where you can spin off of each other, stuff like that. You can't just force double team or force Joel Embiid into a double team every time, because that's not going to work no matter who it is. And people say, oh, well, the space on the floor, they're not going to guard him if they double team. Well, yeah, true. Ben's got to shoot. I agree. Ben doesn't have, he's not the best of spacing the floor, but he did a good job spacing the floor in this game for what, you know, he is and what his role is for this team and what we know him as. So that was a good job by Ben today. I think Ben had a good game, ended with 19. But back to the third quarter, they allowed the lead to just start slipping, man. I mean, the Bulls are the Bulls. They have Zach LaVine and who? I mean, Luke Kornet got going. Cristiano Felicio had like 14 points or something. I mean, come on. Please. Why? Why is it? We all know this can't happen. Please. Don't let this be like this. It's annoying because they let the lead go. They were up by like 4 at one point. It was disgusting. But, yeah, that's when the turnovers became a big thing of the bad passes. Furkan forcing passes inside. The defense was allowing them to just shoot threes at will from anywhere with wide open shots. Luckily, they missed a few, but they made some to get the lead back. Obviously, Zach LaVine was a big one. Chandler Hutchinson got a couple threes in there. Kobe White had a three, I believe. It wasn't clean basketball at all in the third quarter for the Sixers. It's never clean with the Sixers. I don't know why. They're never a clean basketball team. It makes no sense. Because when you're a team like them and you have a defensive stature and just that height and length and ability to just guard anyone 1 through 5, guard anybody on the court, and you just want to sag off of shooters, it doesn't make sense. You can sag off a shooter, but putting your hands up will do something. I mean, they're like 5-6 feet off. They're not even close to them. It's not like it's hard. You know, and maybe they say, oh, well, I don't got to play defense. We're playing the Bulls. Just got to go up there and win. I mean, yeah, they ended up winning the game, but, I mean, they could have crushed this team. They should have demolished this team. Again, I'm happy they won. I'm not ecstatic, you know. I feel better about this game than the last game they won because they've now won two in a row at home. But, I mean, you can't do that. You can't let the Bulls come back into this game like this and end up taking a lead away from you like that when they have Zach LaVine only. And he finished with 32 points, by the way. Let's see. The refs were terrible in that third quarter. I mean, they were terrible. They're bad. The stripes are not good. Refs had a bad game. Especially in the second half. I mean, there was charges and fouls. Joel Embiid was getting too slapped on his shoulders as he's going up. No call. Ben Simmons driving in just throws a little shoulder into... Oh, my God. Thaddeus Young. Sorry. Thaddeus Young. I'm blanking out here. And he took a couple charges to Thaddeus Young. Two charges. And one of them were just... It's like, really, dude? I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You know, like, what? How is it a foul? Ben Simmons posts up and does a little shimmy where he just backs down, turns, keeps the ball up in his arms, doesn't throw elbows out, and just turns, and you're going to call it a foul. If anything, it's a foul on Thaddeus Young for just bouncing him, just throwing his arms right on top of Ben as he's trying to turn and shoot for to the rim, and you're going to call a charge on Ben? Come on, guys. You just got to be better, man. You got to be better than that. But they got outscored 28-3 in that quarter, and that's unacceptable. Luke Kornet turned into Kevin Durant that quarter. It made no idea. But again, Embiid didn't let Luke Kornet get anything going as he just offensively just drained him. Obviously, as I said before, he got fouled out of the game. But yeah. That third quarter was no good. It was garbage. It was just hot trash. So we're going to move on to the fourth quarter. And Joel Embiid just, once again, got bullied into Luke Kornet. That's where he got fouled out. And Tobias Harris started hitting big shots. A couple big threes. A couple big twos. Like, just little big layups. Tough layups. They isolated Tobias a couple times on Zach LaVine. He got him a few times. Zach LaVine played some good defense on him late. But he got a couple scores off. I think he got 8 points in that quarter. Which works out for me. Al Horford had 0 points. And he's a hot topic here in Philly. He got booed. Boo! Every time he missed a shot. Boo! 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 That's all you hear, man. And I'm not going to boo Al Horford. I can't boo Al Horford. I don't think he's been utilized correctly. This game, though, in particular, he had open shots. And he should hit those shots. He shot 2 threes, so a lot less. But he was 0 for 6 from the field. He was going up. He was posted up and just... bricked a bank shot about 8 feet away, just hit backboard, almost got a 24-second violation, but Joel Embiid ended up grabbing a rebound and getting the ball back up in time. That was not good, but missed both his threes. He had one play where he faked out a defender, and oh my, there was no one in within 8 feet, no one around him. Just brick, back of the rim, brick. But again, Al Horford, he's not a shooter. I'm not going to hate Al Horford. He's going to be great in the playoffs for us, and I know that for a fact because he's always has been. So I'm not going to give up on Al Horford. That was his first zero-point performance, though, of his career. And that's kind of insane. I mean, that's kind of just telling that something's not going on here because this never happens to Al Horford. This never happens to Al Horford. So something obviously is killing him. Here, however he's being used, it's not working out correctly. So I would say, you know, when they run a play where Al's taking a three, you know, from the wing side, that you should just throw Al on the bench. But he's not, I don't know if he would want to go to the bench. You throw Al on the bench, you slide Tobias Harris at the four, you put Matisse Thybulle at the three, you put, or, well, you don't even need to do that. Just slide everybody down. You move everybody down. End of the whore, you can have Jay Rich play three, which I wouldn't really want Jay Rich to play the three, but you can do that. Joel Embiid play five, obviously. Ben will play the point, and you can have Shake Milton or whoever play the two. Even if you want Furkan to come up, you can put Furkan at the three and then put Josh Richardson back in the two, and I would see if, you know, that would work. I mean, why not try it? Why not try that if it worked? He'd be great with the second unit. For sure, he'd be great with the second unit, but then you need more bigs to get more playing time, so who would get more playing time then? Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, we'll see what happens there with that.
But, oh, man. Ben played a lot of shooting guard or small forward and came off the ball a lot in the end of the third and towards the fourth quarter, where Josh Richardson and Furkan Korkmaz are bringing the ball up a ton. And, it, I mean, it worked. They scored points, so I'm not going to say it didn't work. I like when they mix it up like this and they give Josh Richardson point guard duties and get him as the main ball handler. Ben does a good job. He's been doing a good job recently of always moving, just moving. And that's good. That's what you need. That's how you're going to keep Ben and the spacing, you know, respectable when Ben's, especially when Ben's not running point. So I like that. I don't know why Furkan brought the ball up a couple times, but, I mean, what are you going to do with Furkan Korkmaz? He does everything. I mean, he's the GOAT, of course. Get a great game, Furkan. I can't stop talking about it. I mean, it's crazy to think about how this is happening. I mean, these are like, I'm talking about points that Kawhi Leonard puts up every night. Not Furkan Korkmaz, man. It's insane. But in the, there's a moment in the fourth quarter where I stood up in front of the TV and just went, let's go! Just screaming, let's go! You know how it is? There was 4 minutes left, and Furkan drills that three that I talked about before. Drill three, gets a steal. The very next possession, Furkan gets the ball, top of the key, fakes a shot, drives in, slams for two, and Josh Richardson and the whole bench is sprinting down the baseline, sprinting up to him, gives him a chest bump. The whole bench is off the thing. I mean, Embiid, Mike Scott, anyone, the whole team is just going nuts, and it's amazing. And, oh, it was great. The crowd was going nuts. No one could understand it. And Ben had a smirk on his face. He can't believe it. No one can believe what's going on. I would think that locker room is okay. People want to hate on the locker room. I think it's okay. Obviously, there's some turmoil inside there that people aren't talking about, especially when Horford speaks out. But when you win, it's a lot better. Am I right? When you win, it's a lot better. Those are my main takeaways. So I said before, Furkan ended up with 31 points, 2 steals. Joel Embiid had 28 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks, which is a season high, and a steal for him today. Ben had 19 points. He had a triple-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. He was 7 for 10 from the line. Ben Simmons has been hitting his free throws lately, and it's a confidence. It's great to see. He's been hitting about a 70-75% clip, which is good for Ben, and it's good to see Ben continuing to improve at the line. And I hope he just keeps on shooting. I hope he keeps on getting fouled. I hope he keeps on going back to the line and keeps doing him because he's done a great job. And I really think this team needs him to do that to be successful. So that's going to wrap it up for me. That's really all we got. Sixers win 118-111. The Furkan Korkmaz is the story of the night once again. And geez, boy, oh boy, you got to pop the cork, baby. That's all it is, man. Pop the cork. Furkan Korkmaz is headed to the Hall of Fame. That's all I got. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace out. Thank you for listening.